probably not medically, but a lot of raw sweet potatoes are, you know, supposedly gaseous to some extent. I don't know.
Yeah, the first time I heard that was in Arkansas. It was a variation of food roots. It's the old timer called it music roots.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
Yeah. Fart fruit. You know, same thing.
Sure.
But anyway, sweet potatoes, you know, the sweet potato capital of the world is only 10 miles down the road from here, Vardaman, Mississippi. Population 500-600 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they grow more there than anywhere else. You know, of course, a guy can plant 40 acres of sweet potatoes, you know, have a good crop, you'll get 200, 250 bushel to the acre. Damn, I mean, you know. And they can wholesale them for $3.50 a bushel, you know. Grocery stores will get $7. And so the guy can do all right, you know. But most of them got more than 40 acres, you know. A couple hundred acres and a couple hundred acres of soybeans, a couple hundred head of cows and, you know, 12 kids. You know, can't beat that. 3% government loans? Damn.
Way to live. What about this thing that when you peel it or cut it, it makes your eyes water?
No, it's an onion.
Yeah. And what about the small variety that has the long stalk to it? You see these in salad bars,
too. Oh, yeah, it's just a green onion, you know.
Okay. Say if you left an apple or a plum out in the hot sun, it would dry up.
Yeah. Wither?
Yeah.
I guess.
S-H, an adjective. Get it with those letters.
Mm-hmm.
H-R-I-B-E-L.
Oh, shrivel up.
Yeah. Okay. What about leafy vegetables and coming heads?
Yeah, lettuce, cabbage, you know, things like that. I guess cauliflower. I don't know. Cauliflower is foreign to me.
Okay.
So is broccoli and a lot of other things. But.
What about a few different types of beans?
Butter beans, peas. Of course, there's 40 different varieties of both. You know, there's the long stem limas and the climbing butter beans and the bunched butter beans and peas. You got purple hulls and purple hull crowders and 6 weeks peas and English peas, which I hate. And of course, then you got snap beans or string beans, and a lot of people just call them green beans. Call them snap beans because you snap them, you know, throw them in a pan. String beans because they usually look stringy, you know, when you cook them. But in fact, they are green too, so you know they go by several names.
What do you say you have to do to butter beans to get them out of the pod?
Well, you shell them. Yeah, you shell peas also, and some people have the audacity to shell snap beans. Bleh.
Everybody do his own kid.
Yeah.
If you wanted me to go to the store and get some lettuce, you'd tell me to go get two.
Go get a couple of heads of lettuce. Yeah.
Ever heard anybody around here say if he had? Five boys, five girls, refer to the fact that he had so many heads of children?
No, not really, no. We raise our kids like we raise our crops, you know.
Right.
Should be rearing them, I guess. And usually rear is where they get the most attention, but
sure.
I don't know. No, never had five-headed kids.
Okay.
No.
Talking about an ear of corn, mm-hmm. The part that you take off, the outside cover, and you call that?
Mm-hmm. That's a shuck or a husk.
Okay. What about the stuff that grows out the top?
Tassel.
Of the
Tassel. We used to, when it dried and got real black, we'd roll it up in a piece of white paper and smoke it, you know.
Fine stuff.
Ah, well, it's about like smoking a grapevine, you know. It's just do it for the hell of it. I guess if we'd went like that, we'd probably would have blowed our brains out, you know what I mean? You see these people talking, you know, I dare anybody to take a Camel cigarette and do that. You know? I've never done it, you know, with anything. I don't, dope ain't my bag, but, I had a friend one time, and he was always talking about, you know, man, he knew all this stuff. And so this other friend pinched the filter off of Salem and, you know, crunched it up, made it look like a, you know, homemade roll or whatever. And Sean was there in the dorm, and David handed it to him and said, here, man, here's you some, you know, marijuana. And he took about two drags off of Salem and like that and fell back into the closet. Plumb back into the closet, and we laughed, you know, and I thought, oh, come on, man, you just faking. But then I got to thinking, you know, you take a long, hard drag of a Salem or something like that, or of a cigarette, when you're not used to it anyway, because this guy didn't smoke, and it'll make you kind of in the head for a second, you know, just kind of make you a little wiggly.